Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Welcome. Today is Wednesday. The week is flying along. When the show is over, it'll be almost time for the end of the weekend. We're hitting Thursday. Amazing. You know, I want to start today with a little bit of good news because we have so much bad news. There's so many bad things going on in the world. We're in such trouble. This country is on the verge of disaster, economic collapse and social disorder, and dysfunction abounds. I mean, after all, the heart and soul of America is transgenders. Biden says so. The old man with dementia just told you there's nothing more important in America and nothing that represents the greatness of America more than men who don't know if they have a penis or a vagina, and women who don't know if they have a penis or a vagina, or perhaps they have both. And they enjoy playing a doubleheader. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard of, I've ever seen in my life, I've ever experienced in my life. This country has lost its freaking mind. It lost its soul and lost its heart. But there are good things going on. Because the more Democrats try and destroy Donald Trump, the more Republicans gain in the polls, the more Trump gains in the polls. The latest poll by Matt Rasmussen shows Biden is getting crushed by Donald Trump. Crushed! They keep telling you how unpopular Trump is. He's crushing Biden in the polls. So isn't the obsessive, desperate need to indict and arrest and perhaps put behind bars his chief rival, an incredible example of election interference? They're trying to imprison the only person that could beat Joe Biden or beat the Democrats, whoever their candidate may be. I assume it's going to be Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom. That's what I've assumed from the beginning, with an outside shot at Hillary Clinton. But she's so old and used up and old news now that I really doubt that Hillary will be the choice, but I know she'd like to be the choice. But those are the three contenders. Someone's going to replace Biden. He'll never be, in office, running for office by 2024. He'll never be on the ballot. It's going to be either Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama, outside shot, Hillary Clinton. But nonetheless, Trump at this point is up 47-40, 7-point lead over Joe Biden. You know, sometimes you have to dream it before it happens. I've been telling everybody for 2 weeks that Trump was leading in the latest poll by 7 over Biden, but the reality is the whole time I was saying that he was up by 3. I had seen a poll somewhere a while back where he was up by 7, and I kept quoting 7, but then I kept looking and it was always 3. And now he is up 7. So, you know, Wayne Root says it and it comes true. I think that's pretty cool. I've got a magic ability. Just kidding. He is up by 7 now, 47-40. He's up by a mile in the GOP primary. You got to be really stupid to be backing DeSantis at this point. There's only one person that's going to be the Republican nominee, and it's going to be Donald Trump. You know, God forbid something happens, that's a different story. But I'm saying all things being equal and Trump being healthy and Trump not being behind bars, Trump will be the Republican nominee. There is nobody else even in the ball game except DeSantis, and he's really 30 points behind or more in every poll. And I assume, no polls have even come out since yesterday, when Trump was literally arraigned for crime, officially indicted, officially arrested. And so I assume he'll only go higher at this point. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but I am a contrarian and I'm always proven right. And Trump will go up in the polls when people see that he's being persecuted. As I wrote yesterday, Trump is not Jesus Christ. He's not God. But sure, Democrats sure are treating him like he's Jesus Christ. They're persecuting him like Jesus Christ. So, more good news besides Trump being up by a whopping 7. Do you realize if a Republican is behind by 3 in the polls, it probably means he's going to win, because the polls are always, you know, tilted towards Democrats. But if a Republican's ahead by 7, it means he's going to win by a double-digit landslide, and which means he's going to win by an electoral massive landslide. But again, I always give it asterisks. I believe elections are tilted. I believe they're rigged. I believe they're stolen. I believe the fact that they open the borders means it's even more stolen. Listen to the ways off the top of my head that elections are stolen. So first they denied that elections were stolen, even though we all know that, you know, mail-in ballots with no voter ID is a recipe for massive election fraud. We know that ballot harvesting was illegal in 49 states. Only California did it. Every state thought it was illegal, and now they do it all over the country like it's no big deal. We know that ballot drop boxes with the movie 2,000 Mules were, you know, massive theft. We know there's no signature match. We know that 5 states colluded on election night. We know that there's no voter ID. We know that illegals are voting by the millions, illegal aliens, when people go, oh, no, you're wrong, Wayne, really? I'm wrong, really? They get driver's licenses in, I think it's 20, 21 states, including my home state of Nevada. When you get a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote at DMV. You don't think they're voting? They're registered to vote. They're legally registered to vote. You don't think they're voting? So all of those things, and Democrats in denial know those aren't true. So that's group number one. Group number two is, if you don't believe that, what about the fact that Twitter released the emails, and it's proven, it's a fact. The emails prove that the election was stolen by the FBI and other government agencies, colluding with Twitter and Facebook and other social media. They actually paid the money to silence conservatives and to literally censor and change the news feed to make sure all you saw was good news about Biden and bad news about Trump. So if you don't believe elections are stolen by no voter ID and election fraud with mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting and ballot drop boxes, no signature match and illegal voting, you have to admit the election was absolutely changed by social media with the FBI paying them to change the news feed. And if you don't believe that's stealing elections, then you have to agree that open borders is stealing elections. How are you going to win this election when there's millions more illegals in the country? Probably 15 million after only 2 years of Biden. So another 2 years, it'll be 30 million new illegals in the country thanks to Joe Biden by Election Day. Let's just say 20 million and call it a day. It's going to be 20 million illegals. And then fourth and finally, if you still don't believe any of those, then the fact that you're indicting the only guy who's in the lead against Democrats absolutely is election theft and election stealing and election rigging. So there's four solid ways elections are being stolen. So even if Trump's up by 7, I still don't know if that means he can win. To me, it's less than 50-50 that he can win, even though I know he's up 7. So there's good news and there's bad news. But here's some more good news. I believe the more Democrats do, the more that they are tilting the playing field with average Americans towards the Republican Party. And again, I don't know if it matters. If elections are rigged, maybe they don't care. But in North Carolina, Representative Tricia Cotham, she's a North Carolina state representative, is leaving the Democrat Party. She announced that this morning and becoming a Republican, giving the GOP a veto-proof majority in the state legislature. Okay? Sounds like a mafia scheme, right? Veto-proof. Hey, Vito, bring Sal and Johnny with you. Veto-proof majority in the state legislature. You like that, Chris? Vito, get over here. They're making a veto-proof majority. Huh? You talking to me? You want a piece of me? So where I grew up, that was what a veto meant. But North Carolina lawmaker, you sit at an Italian table, at an Italian dinner table with all my buddies, and half of them are named Johnny, and the other half are named Sal, and the other half are named Vito. North Carolina lawmaker officially leaves the Democrat Party for the GOP, and she says the turning point that drove her away, and I assumed it was going to be, you know, the arrest or the indictment and arrest of Donald Trump, but she says the turning point, I keep saying, the Democrats are crazy. It's not a choice of liberal or conservative. It's a choice of sane or insane. They are the party of insanity. And the turning point, Cotham says, North Carolina State Representative Tricia Cotham, turned to the GOP, changed to the GOP, switched to the GOP. The turning point is when she was criticized for using the American flag and a praying hands emoji on social media and on her vehicles. And this should not surprise anybody. If you wave an American flag, liberals lose their minds and tell you you represent evil and terrible people and racists. And if you put a prayer emoji, they go crazy because they're all atheists, and they hate God, they despise God, they despise Christians. So why would it surprise you that people are changing from Democrat to Republican? Even leaders in the Democrat Party for many years are changing because they're seeing what I'm seeing. The Democrat Party is absolutely, positively insane. There's something wrong with them. Liberalism is a mental illness. I believe that book was written. That was the title of a book by Michael Savage like 25 years ago. And it is certainly proven true. Liberals are completely 100% insane. Let me give you an example of the insanity of liberals, right? I think I mentioned this several times in the last few days, but I put out a social media post yesterday, or you could call it a tweet, whatever you want to call it. But I put out a post and I said, you know, I'm going to be 62 years old my next birthday. So I've been alive 62 years, and this is the first time I've ever seen a beer commit suicide. And that is Budweiser beer. Budweiser Light just committed suicide by trying to shove trans perversion down the throats, excuse the pun, of beer drinkers. That's what just happened. So I want to illuminate this issue a little bit. I want to draw it out a little bit. Budweiser has spent a century building one of the biggest multi-billion-dollar brands in the world and in America. And they just ruined a century of perfect marketing in one freaking minute, one day, by naming a transgender nut job as one of their spokesmen. In one day, their entire lifetime of branding went down the drain, and no one's going to drink their beer anymore. Kid Rock just put out a video where he said, I'm going to show you what I really feel, and he whipped out a machine gun, and he shot Bud Light beer cans to hell with machine gun fire. And then he said, F Bud Light and F the beer company behind them, Budweiser. So all I could tell you is, what is it, Anheuser-Busch? Is that who's behind them? Anheuser-Busch, now they call them Transheiser-Busch. Their entire brand is gone in one day with wokeness, dummies. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience chance to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The roots on fire. By the way, just to continue my rant a little bit about Bud Light, otherwise known as Transheiser-Busch, you know, I got to explain something. You know, I think I'll call this theory the 99%. 99% of the audience of all these businesses, in particular beer, right? It's men, it's macho men, it's white men, it's middle-class men, it's working-class men. 99% of your audience is not in favor of transgender nonsense. 99% of your audience has nothing against gay people in general, by the way, but they don't want you flying rainbow flags. They don't want you getting involved in politics at all. They don't want you to be pro-Trump. They don't want you to be conservative. They want you to shut the F up and not get involved in politics at all. Why do you have to support gay people or lesbians or transgenders or gender neutrals or bisexuals because you play in the NFL? Why does the NFL have to do that? Why does Bud Light have to do that? Why does the NBA have to do that? Why does anybody have to do that? Why does any business have to support the 1% versus the 99%? We are the 99%. And that's an exaggeration. We're the majority. We're the silent majority. You know, every business, we're 51%. We're as much as 60, 65%. Maybe in some businesses like beer, we're 70%. But in general, I think the term that would make sense is to call us the 99%. When you support transgenders, you're supporting the 1% and you're pissing off the 99% of your customers. You're suicidal. You're a complete psycho. You're a moron. You're loco. Your brain's not there anymore. You don't turn off 99% for 1%. And so if I'm exaggerating, you don't turn off 63% for like 21%, right? And some are undecided. It just doesn't make sense. So when they say, oh, we're proud we support gay customers, we're proud we support transgenders, we're proud we support BLM, But what about your 60% that are conservative Republican, not just white, but just conservative Republican, and they don't go for that nonsense? The kneeling for the flag, BLM burning down the country, transgender riots, transgender mass murderers. We don't like support that stuff. We go to church on Sunday. What about that group that is 60% of your audience? Why would you support the 30% or less in favor versus the 60% or the 70 or the 80 or the 99%? It makes no sense. You're committing suicide. So that's why Nikki Blue is my partner on these books. I think he's going to be my partner for the next 20 years on books. Nikki and I wrote the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book 2 years ago. And one of my buddies on Wall Street did a study for me, analysis of the 116 companies we said you should boycott if you're a conservative, a patriot, or a Christian. And from the moment we wrote the book 2 years ago, guess what he found? The companies in my book have lost over $1 trillion in market cap. Over $1 trillion in market cap. Just the companies in my book since I wrote my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. So boy, did we hit a home run, and now we wrote The Great Patriot Boycott Book, which is selling like hotcakes. I mean like hotcakes. As a matter of fact, yesterday, in one day, we sold 3,600 books. In one day yesterday, 3,600 books. Just, you know, the book business. Most books, most publishers think a book is a success if it sells like 5,000 books, period. We sold 3,600 in one day yesterday. Okay? So the book is a great hit because it's resonating with people. Today, as I start my radio show, I've already done 12 interviews today. 12 interviews. Not all of them aired today. Some of them were recorded, and they're going to air later in the week or next week. But I did 12 interviews already today, and yesterday I did like 8, and the day before, and the day before, and the day before. So I'm out there promoting the book, and the message is resonating, which is, why don't you, as a company, fight for the 99%, not the 1%? It makes no sense. So get a copy of The Great Patriot Boycott Book with the 123 best companies in America that support patriots, conservatives, and people of faith and Christians. The 123 most patriotic companies. So this is the winning game plan to fund conservative patriotic companies and defund leftist woke companies. The Great Patriot Boycott Book, following up the sequel on The Great Patriot Boycott Book that resulted in over $1 trillion in market cap loss for dummies. Speaking of dummies, not only did a beer commit suicide on my watch, I never thought I'd see that, but a town has committed suicide. Chicago committed suicide last night. Are you aware of that? They just got rid of Beetlejuice, the most unattractive woman in the history of mankind, who was a communist and a loser and a defund policer who ruined Chicago and destroyed Michigan Avenue. And they went and elected last night Beetlejuice 2. They elected a black man, and I don't care if he's black, but he's a black man who hates the police and hates white people and is a communist. And I contacted my buddy, who's a diehard, lifelong Democrat in Chicago, who used to be one of the most important Democrat politicians in the entire state of Illinois and Chicago. And I asked him, is it really as bad as they say? And he said, Chicago's finished. It'll never recover. We're done. That's what a big Democrat said. This guy elected last night. Nightmare.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News Update. Taiwan's president met with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy today at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. It's the highest level meeting of a Taiwanese president on U.S. soil since 1979.
Taiwan is a successful democracy, a thriving economy, and a global leader in health and science.
China warned that that sit-down meeting would be a provocation, and Beijing would respond. The National Weather Service is saying it looks like a high-end EF2 tornado hit Missouri early this morning. The Weather Service says that tornado had peak wind speeds of 130 miles an hour. At least five people were killed. Former President Trump took to his Truth Social platform this morning to call for the defunding of federal law enforcement agencies. Trump called on Republicans to defund the Department of Justice and the FBI until they, as he says, come to their senses. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
All right, way down the road. Rich, let me repeat. I just want to make sure you understood the story. I've got a friend in Chicago who is one of the most powerful politicians in Chicago and the state of Illinois, and he's actually, as a Democrat, and he's actually a best friend of mine. He's the only real best friend Democrat I've got left in the world. And he just is sane, you know, sane Democrat. He's kind of one of those Scoop Jackson Democrats. He's a diehard Democrat. He only votes Democrat. He hates Donald Trump. But yet when I talk to him, we agree on every business issue. He likes low taxes. He doesn't want big regulations. He doesn't want crime in the streets. He doesn't like judges to let criminals go. He thinks Chicago's been a nightmare. He fought for the moderate Democrat running in the race for mayor last night. And guess who won? A horrible, crazy, communist, black Marxist who hates white people. People, hates the police, wants to defund the police, hates business people. It's impossible to believe they went from Beetlejuice to Beetlejuice 2. And I texted him because I thought he'd say, oh, Wayne, you're exaggerating. Just because conservative websites say this guy's bad doesn't mean he's really that bad. And this Democrat's answer, this Democrat politician texted me back and said, Wayne, Chicago is finished. It's done. Stick a fork in it. It's over. So, you know, Chicago really is done. It's finished. Amazing. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. You can buy physical gold and silver from Goldgate Capital, the official precious metals dealer of this show. With your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account, Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you have to buy, not paper gold, not stock market gold, physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, my guest is here, Michael Letts, CEO and founder of InvestUSA.org. InvestUSA.org, a nonprofit providing bulletproof vests for police officers throughout the country. What a nice goal that is. My gosh, that must make you sleep soundly at night because you are a good person, Michael Letts. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. You're very kind, and I am honored to be on your show. You know, it does make us sleep well at night, but I'll tell you the flip side of that is currently we have 1.3 million sworn officers across the country, with 90% of them not having active shooter vests.
What?
And the ability to go home safely to their families.
That's impossible to believe. 90% of cops don't have bulletproof vests?
Well, no, we have to be careful how we say that.
Let me tell you again.
There are two kind of vests. There are concealable. When we started Invest in 1993, 52% of officers did not have any vests, okay, concealable vests. We got that percentage down to 19%. Okay. In the last decade, the criminals, now a concealable vest is the one you see under their shirt. That is a vest that will stop any sidearm, talking about a pistol, all right? It will not stop a rifle round. Over the last 10 years, the criminal element has gotten bolder. They've used assault rifles and have targeted our law enforcement officers for execution. So we had to stop in creating new technology called an active shooter vest with titanium plates. It will stop any round currently in the market.
Got it.
But unfortunately, because it is new technology, 90% of officers still don't have it.
Got it.
And that's very disheartening.
All right, so most officers have the old traditional vest. They are wearing vests, but most officers do not have the new updated version that's much better when it comes to a very dangerous situation with special caliber guns and bullets, et cetera. Right? I got that right now?
You got it right. In fact, to give you a top-of-mind illustration, Nashville shooting, if you look at the body cam, those officers running in there had concealable vests, not active shooter vests.
So they're the good kind. No, they're the good kind or the bad kind? Now I'm confused.
They're the old kind.
Wow.
So the call went out, active shooter. They knew that there were high-powered rifles that were involved in this call. But yet, what I'm so proud of those officers is they didn't care.
Right. He went in anyway to save children's lives.
Grabbed in and saved children's lives, regardless of the fact that they did that.
Look, no matter what people say, cops are the best people in the world. I say it again and again and again and again. Cops are the best people in the world. Are there some bad ones? Yeah, sure. Are there some ones that maybe are not perfect? Yeah, sure. Who is perfect? Are lawyers perfect? Are doctors perfect? But cops are about as good as you get, man. When you're in trouble, is nobody you want to see more than a cop?
No question. Thank you so much for that. But, you know, that gives you a brief overview, and that's what we're doing now, is to make sure that officers all across the country have the new protection that they need. It will take some time, but we're going to accomplish it and make sure they can come home safely to their families.
All right. One of the things I like about radio is I get to meet lots of new people like you, Michael, and you and I have been, you've been on the show, I think, like maybe three or four times. One of the things that I like about radio is I always remember someone's voice. You have the most distinctive voice. You could not be on the show for 3 years, and you come on, and the first time you open my mouth, the first word that comes out, I know that's Michael. You know, you've got a very distinctive, deep voice.
They say that. Of course, the negative about that is I can't get away with fooling people on the phone, can I?
Exactly. They always know it's Michael. Michael Lex, by the way, CEO and founder of InvestUSA.org, a nonprofit providing bulletproof vests for police officers throughout the country. So if any of you have any loose change at all, please go to InvestUSA.org and help them raise money to get the best kind of vests that protect police officers onto more and more cops, because 91% do not have that real, you know, super protective vest. I see here one of your points is that now that President Trump has been charged, police officers could be paying the price. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, it's very simply, you know, whether you support Trump or not is irrelevant. The issue is that if there was this situation were to move forward, it could have been done in a very different situation via Zoom. It did not have to be involved with bringing that person to the city, creating a circus atmosphere, and causing the city to have to create such security. Now, what did they do with the security? Understand, first of all, that New York City has been an advocate of defunding police. That's why their violent crime has skyrocketed. That's why we're having such issues. They've tried to backtrack on that, but unfortunately, they're back to their old tricks of trying to defund the police budget, of getting officers on the street with the equipment that they need. In this situation, by bringing the president there, first of all, it's costing them an additional $10 million in security. What do we mean by that? They are forcing every officer, whether you're undercover, whether you're a detective, whatever it is, whether you're on vacation, whether you're sick in the hospital. Of course, I'm exaggerating a little bit, sick in the hospital, but they're making sure everyone is on the street in full uniform, and that's costing an additional $10 million. Now, send the message that happens to law enforcement. We don't care about giving you dollars to make sure you're properly equipped, to make sure we bring on additional personnel so you're not overworked, but we are willing to pin $10 million out for a political statement to be able to make a political point. That sends a huge negative to law enforcement and just destroys what's left of the little morale that they have. That's the first issue. Second issue we have is, of course, we're placing those officers now in the middle of a political process between two opponents. Those who like him, those who don't like him. We've already had physical confrontations that have happened in the street. You're placing officers in harm's way for no good reason, for a political reason. The third and one of the most concerning issues, when you place these officers in uniform back out on the street, we're talking about undercover officers, detectives, etc. Here's what you're doing. You know, there is facial recognition software that we've used for years, CIA, FBI, Interpol, across the world, etc. Well, the information, the software is old enough now that major criminal organizations, such as the mafia and others, have access to it as well, or can get access to it. So what they do is, when you have circumstances like this where all the officers have been called out in the uniform, is they make it a point to make sure they've got current photographs of everyone. Then they go back in and say, okay, let's take a look on facial recognition software and see if this guy Wayne, who says he's one of us, he's a drug dealer, want to set up a buyer. Let's run it through the program and see if he happens to come up. Well, guess what? If it comes up as a positive, you just cost the life of an officer and possibly their family. For what?
Right.
For a political statement? Is that worth it? I don't think so.
Right. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. What do you think the biggest problem is with weaponizing our justice system? I assume you're going to tell me that it makes the average patriot out there nervous and distrustful of government and law enforcement.
No question, but it carries it a step further. Here's what I'm trying to tell people, because I've had people tell me, I'm not involved with politics. I don't care what they do in politics. It doesn't affect me. Let's look at this particular case. You have a local prosecutor who is taking a charge and making that charge go from a state issue to a federal issue, which he doesn't have jurisdiction over. He's already overstretched his bounds. But also, even on the state issue, it is past the 2-year statute of limitations. So what he has sent a message is that we no longer have to abide by rule of law. If there's a statute of limitations, it doesn't apply. We can get around it anyway. And the second thing it does is we can target you and go after a charge, even if it doesn't really matter or doesn't really stick, just to cause you the cost of defense, the embarrassment, the shame, and the ability to harass and persecute you. Now, is that the kind of America we want to live in? You know, we lived in that America 250 years ago and decided we couldn't take it anymore. We had an American Revolution. Are we back in that situation once again?
Yes, we are. Yes, I'm going to give you an emphatic yes. We're very close to a civil war. We're very close to a revolution. We're very close to a lot. You know, I was at a party the other day, Michael. We're on the way out, but I was going to say, I was at a party, and the only debate at the party was half the people thought we're about to enter World War III, and the other half thought we're about to enter a civil war. And some of the people said, how can you do both at once? That's how sad our situation is in this country. That's what people are thinking about. Michael Letts, CEO and founder of InvestUSA.org, a nonprofit providing bulletproof vests for police officers throughout the country. He's a good guy. It's a good cause. Please send him a donation right now, if you can spare it, investusa.org. Michael Letts, thank you again for coming on the show.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. It's 2023, can you believe it? This year I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
Raw and One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
One of my great buddies, Freddie, just texted me a few moments ago, and he said, I was listening to your interview, why aren't the police given the best body armor available from all the taxes we pay? And I answered back, because we're too busy paying for millions of illegals. You know, a lot of people don't think about this. The money that we spend on illegal aliens could be going to save the environment. It could be going to protect police with vests. It could be going for every school in America to have a security guard, armed security, armed off-duty cop, armed former police officer, armed former military guarding the school so your kids don't get killed. The money could go for building reservoirs in California so the moron, snowflake, liberal, loser, woke idiots in California can actually save some rainwater when they get torrential rain instead of it all running off, because no one will ever build a stupid reservoir because it might hurt the, you know, the pink spotted owl. My God, you're a bunch of morons. So when you, people don't put two and two together when there's massive forest fires in California. If you didn't spend so much money on illegals, maybe there'd be some money left to pay for more equipment and more planes to drop more of the fire retardant. You could put the fire out much quicker. The money spent on illegals is not there for anything else when you need it. And that's why our country's in such bad shape. Think of the money we spend on illegal aliens. And the question is, why? Who wants them here? Who asked for them to come here? Why is it my responsibility? Why is it your responsibility to pay for all the world's poor? Screw them. They have no right to come here. They haven't earned the right to come here. Millions and millions of them. It's just all madness, madness. The sponsor of this segment of the show is GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, already using, much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. Their cleaning products, as an example, much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. Their meat, they've now got the beef, and they've got beef, or I should say cattle, raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA. I think they've got like 140,000 acres, never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef's the highest quality anywhere, never sold in stores, exclusively available only to their members. So like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com, this is the answer for beating inflation. I saw an interesting article I wanted to read to you about the vaccine death count. This is the most important poll ever done. Mainstream media will never commission a poll like this, never. So when they say the poll must be wrong, ask to see their poll. Okay? And so this is Rasmussen. They came out with a new poll. And the poll asked people about if you know people who died from vaccine death versus how many people you know that died from COVID itself, the virus. And just about just as many people, just nearly almost as many people in America believe they know someone close to them who died from the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine than died from the actual disease itself. So let's see. They did the math, and I want to see it, the math. So the polls show that one thing in this country, both Democrats and Republicans, agree on, that the vaccines are as deadly as COVID. And that is stunning. So, why isn't the mainstream media ever commissioned their own poll to ask the truth? The poll validates the Skidmore paper, which found the vaccine killed over 200,000 Americans just in 2021 alone. And many more, by the way, estimate many more than 200,000 were killed from the vaccine in 2022. And God knows how many have died, because it's accelerating, how many have died so far to start the first quarter of 2023. So, you know, the mainstream media knows what would happen if they did the poll. That's why they won't do the poll. And the numbers at VAERS are staggering. You know, VAERS shows, I think it's 30,000 deaths. And every study shows that the VAERS is underreported, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, underreports vaccine deaths by a factor of 41. So let's do a little math here. I'll do the math. I know it's well over 30,000 deaths at VAERS, but let's just say it's 30, just to be argument. 30,000 times 41 would be 1,230,000 deaths in the United States. But in any case, the poll at Rasmussen shows just about the same number of people believe they know someone who died of the COVID vaccine as know someone who died of COVID. Very, very scary stuff. Very scary stuff. Alvin Bragg. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, during his 2021 Democrat primary, campaigned on suing the Trump administration more than 100 times, shows a video unearthed by the Republican National Committee. Bragg explained why he should be elected as DA because he wanted to prosecute Trump and his family. I've investigated Trump and his children and held them accountable for the misconduct with the Trump Foundation. I have sued the Trump administration more than 100 times for DACA, the travel ban, separation of children from their families at the border, so I know how to do that work. I mean, why was he even allowed, therefore, to indict Trump? Why would he not have to step aside? Here's a guy who is so biased, and the judge that's handling his case is so biased. He gave donations for Biden. He gave donations to Stop Republicans. He gave donations to all liberal causes. His daughter worked for Kamala Harris. How could you have a kangaroo court in New York where everybody is a sworn Democrat who hates Trump? Explain that to me.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.